The Crocodile, An Extraordinary Incident by Fyodor Dostoevsky. In a translation by Constance Garnett. A true story of how a gentleman of a certain age and of respectable appearance was swallowed alive by the crocodile in the arcade and of the consequences that followed.
Oh, Lambert. Où est Lambert? As-tu vu Lambert?
Chapter 1. On the 13th of January of this present year, 1865, at 12:30 in the day, Elena Ivanovna, the wife of my cultured friend, Ivan Matveitch, who is a colleague in the same department, and may be said to be a distant relation of mine too, expressed the desire to see the crocodile, now on view at a fixed charge, in the arcade. As Ivan Matveitch had already in his pocket his ticket for a tour abroad, not so much for the sake of his health as for the improvement of his mind, and was consequently free from his official duties and had nothing whatever to do that morning, he offered no objection to his wife's irresistible fancy, but was positively aflame with curiosity himself. "A capital idea," he said with the utmost satisfaction. "We'll have a look at the crocodile. On the eve of visiting Europe, it is as well to acquaint ourselves on the spot with its indigenous inhabitants." And with these words, taking his wife's arm, he set off with her at once for the arcade. I joined them, as I usually do, being an intimate friend of the family. I have never seen Ivan Matveitch in a more agreeable frame of mind than he was on that memorable morning. How true it is that we know not beforehand the fate that awaits us. On entering the arcade, he was at once full of admiration for the splendours of the building, and when we reached the shop in which the monster lately arrived in Petersburg was being exhibited, he volunteered to pay the quarter rouble for me to the crocodile owner, a thing which had never happened before. Walking into a little room, we observed that besides the crocodile, there were in it parrots of a species known as cockatoo, and also a group of monkeys in a special case in a recess. Near the entrance, along the left wall, stood a big tin tank that looked like a bath covered with a thin iron grating filled with water to the depth of 2 inches. In this shallow pool was kept a huge crocodile, which lay like a log, absolutely motionless and apparently deprived of all its faculties by our damp climate, so inhospitable to foreign visitors. This monster, at first, aroused no special interest in any one of us.
"So this is the crocodile," said Elena Ivanovna, with a pathetic cadence of regret. "Why, I thought it was something different."
Most probably she thought it was made of diamonds. The owner of the crocodile, a German, came out and looked at us with an air of extraordinary pride.
"He has a right to be," Ivan Matveitch whispered to me. "He knows he is the only man in Russia exhibiting a crocodile."
This quite nonsensical observation I ascribe also to the extremely good-humoured mood which had overtaken Ivan Matveitch, who was on other occasions of rather envious disposition.
"I fancy your crocodile is not alive," said Elena Ivanovna, piqued by the irresponsive stolidity of the proprietor, and addressing him with a charming smile in order to soften his churlishness, a manoeuvre so typically feminine.
"Oh no, madam," the latter replied in broken Russian, and instantly moving the grating half off the tank, he poked the monster's head with a stick.